Today's lesson is taken from Our Daily Bread and thought given by Marvin Williams. First, I will read from the Bible, Isaiah chapter 12, starting from verse 1. You will say, in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, and you comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Title of the lesson is Wells of Salvation. When people drill holes deep into the earth, it is normally for pulling up core samples of rock, accessing oil or finding water. In Isaiah 12, which I have read, we learn that God wanted his people who were living in a spiritual desert as well as a geographical desert to discover his wells of salvation. The prophet Isaiah compared God's salvation to a well from which the most refreshing of all waters can be drawn. After many years of turning their back on God, the nation Judah was destined for exile as God allowed foreign invaders to conquer the nation, scattering the people. Yet, said the prophet Isaiah, a remnant would eventually return to their homeland as a sign that God was with them. Isaiah 12 is a hymn praising God for his faithfulness in keeping his promises, especially the promise of salvation. Isaiah encouraged the people that deep in God's wells of salvation, they would experience the cool water of God's grace, strength, and joy. This would refresh the strengthen their hearts and cause praise and gratitude to God. God wants each of us to discover through confession and repentance the deep, cool waters of joy found in the everlasting well of his salvation. Question for you. What will you do to draw deeply from God's well to find his joy, refreshment and strength? So, thought for today. The wells of God's salvation never run dry. Amen. I